Hi, my name is Germ. This is Germ Warfare, the Battle of Ideas. I have a lot of light on me at the moment, as you can see, and I suspect it might be the wrong setting. I should probably turn off all the lights and maybe light some candles. David Harris, otherwise known as Magister. Shall we open in a word of prayer?
No. No, that's probably not necessary. No need to get off on the wrong foot. Like, no, I was never a big whiskey fan. I always preferred, like, well nowadays my drink is gin. I enjoy a nice gin and tonic. Used to be very big into rums and tequila. Still enjoy an occasional Cuba Libre every now and again, but for the most part, I'm a gin drinker when I do drink. I enjoy an occasional Bloody Mary. My wife enjoys Bloody Marys more than I do, but it's a nice breakfast cocktail. Yes, I am a magister in the Church of Satan, one of their media representatives. Magister is a fourth degree Satanist. There are 5 degrees total. And yes, the Church of Satan was started by Anton LaVey in San Francisco in 1966.
Yes.
Prior to that, there was no codified religion known as Satanism. Prior to that, Satanism as a word was just a pejorative that Christians like to throw around at anybody that they didn't like, whether it be members of witchcraft covens or Jews, Muslims, other Christians. Anyone who didn't follow the company line was considered a Satanist. No actual organized religion called itself Satanism until Anton LaVey codified Satanism in 1966. Satanism is very much a religion in the sense that we have dogma, we have ritual, and we have a codified belief system. It's also a philosophy because it is a mode of which by one can live their life. It's a very individualist philosophy, an individualist religion. Satanism is very much a religion of the self. We deify the self. We are our own God. There is no actual God. There is no actual devil. Whatever you've read in the Christian Bible, it's a bunch of bullshit. You could just take that entire dogma and throw it away. What Satanism does is we take the word back to its original Hebrew meaning, which means the adversary, one who stands in opposition. That's what we are. That's what we do. We stand in opposition to any and all spirituality because it's a bunch of bunk. One of the things about Satanism is that we Satanists choose their own politics. There is no unified satanic political agenda because you couldn't get two actual Satanists in a room and get them to agree on anything political. Everyone's politics suits their own needs. That's why Satanism is an individualist religion. It is a religion of the self. And so one person's politics may be diametrically opposed to somebody else's. There are a number of atheistic religions. Buddhism, Taoism are examples of atheistic religions. And of course, Satanism. There is no spirit. There is no God. There is no devil. None of that exists.
Okay.
This life is the only life that there is. Satan was a word that Christians appropriated from the Jews.
Right.
So it's easy to not believe in something when you know it's not real. There is no devil. There is no God. Christians took the word Satan and applied it to their boogeyman. If you actually worship the Christian devil, what you actually are is a heretical Christian. You're not a Satanist. You actually, in order to worship the Christian devil, you have to accept Christian dogma as fact. And if you accept Christian dogma as fact, you are a Christian, whether you worship the bad guy or the good guy in that model. You're a Satanist when you apply the philosophy and the religion that was outlined by Anton LaVey.
Okay, right.
Satanists are born, not made. You either are or are not. People will read the Satanic Bible, and they will see themselves reflected back in the pages. So that's what happened with me. I picked up the book, I read it, and I was like, oh, I'm already living like this. Now I know what to call myself. Anton LaVey always found himself at home with the carnies and the circus folk, because what that allowed him to do, that was really his foundation in forming Satanism, because what he would do, he would play the calliope at the circus And of course, then he'd moonlight in, say, the strip clubs, and he would see men coming into the strip clubs late at night, throwing their dollars at the strippers. And then he'd go play the church organ in a church on Sunday and see those same men begging for forgiveness. So he saw the inherent hypocrisy in Christianity. He saw the inherent hypocrisy in humanity, denying his own carnal nature. Man is a carnal animal. We have desires, we have needs, and those needs need to be fulfilled. And Satanism embraces that. We embrace our carnal desires, and we don't shun them. There's no such thing as, you know, within reason, of course, you should always follow the law of the land in which you live. But as long as you're doing that, you should be free to indulge yourself in whatever it is you want to indulge yourself in. There are Satanists that come from all walks of life, and many of them do work for the government. So whether they're working in the government, doing their jobs, and I'm simpatico with you on that opinion. I also believe that government is inherently bad. I'm a big libertarian myself. I am for personally shrinking the size of the federal government as much as possible, at least in the United States where I am. And that's my personal opinion. You, right, of course, will find Satanists, you'll find other Satanists who completely disagree with that notion. Well, there's always bad actors in the bunch. Well, and here's the inherent difference between us and, let's say, the Catholic Church. Bad actors within our organization are immediately excommunicated and, if warranted, turned over to the authorities.
Right.
Satanism is a law-abiding organization, you know, philosophy. The Church of Satan is a law-abiding organization. We very much believe in law and order. And if you are engaging in criminal activity, particularly criminal activity that harms other people, and it's discovered, you know, you get tossed, and if applicable, turned over to the authorities. Satan, you know, members of the Church of Satan were very much out in front during the Satanic Panic in the 80s, being interviewed by mass media, explaining what Satanism is, what Satanism isn't, and pretty much assisting the FBI wherever we could. And of course, by the time 1990, 1991 rolled around, the FBI had pretty much debunked 100% of satanic ritual abuse cases. It was all found to be bullshit. As far as anything that occurred prior to 1966, with you know witch hunts either happening in this country or throughout Europe, obviously Satanism didn't exist as a codified religion. To say that we don't borrow imagery that we find aesthetically pleasing to incorporate into our religion is certainly, you know, we couldn't say that, because we absolutely do. Our sigil is called the Sigil of Baphomet. And so obviously there is some degree of borrowing some imagery from other things. But of course we acknowledge that, you know, most religions are cobbled together from other religions. I wouldn't necessarily call it a force for good or for evil. Good is what you like. Evil is what you don't like.
Yeah.
So good and evil are subjective terms.
Right.
Satanism exists for the betterment of the individual. How one applies that is entirely up to them. As far as why is there so much negativity, so much horrific connotation, you can kind of chalk that up to people being stupid, quite frankly, and just refusing to spend the required 90 seconds it takes to look something up on the internet to see what something actually is. They would rather accept their preconceived notions that they were spoon-fed by whatever church they happened to go to about the evil Satanists, without doing a lick of research or thinking for themselves. So basically what I'm trying to say is people are stupid and will be spoon-fed anything. And that pretty much explains why.
Yeah.
The nine satanic statements are pretty much the core philosophy of Satanism. You know, Satanism represents indulgence instead of abstinence. Satan represents vital existence instead of spiritual pipe dreams. Satan represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit, getting back to the last question. And of course, all the way down to number nine, Satan is the best friend the church has ever had, as he has kept them in business all these years. In addition to that, there are also the 9 satanic sins and the 11 satanic rules of the earth. And all of that can be found on the church's website, churchofsatan.com. I apply Satanism in my day-to-day life every single day. And it shows in the results I achieved in life. At 27, I bought a house in the most expensive part of America there is to live. At 40 years old, my first adult film won a Best Picture Award in 2018. I had a podcast that for 3 years running was named by Talkers Magazine as a Frontier 50 pioneering podcast back when podcasting first started. And all of that I can attribute to my personal application of Satanism in my day-to-day life. Responsibility for me begins and ends with me. When I succeed, it's because I'm awesome. When I fail, it's because I fucked something up.
Yeah.
And there, the excuses begin and end with me. That's what Satanism is.
So,
personal responsibility to the responsible. And you'd be shocked at how many people don't think that's reasonable, because so many people want to just blame other people for what happens to them in life. There's, you know, oh, this thing is holding me back. That thing is holding me back. Everyone has things holding them back to a varying degrees. You know, you can talk about people exercising various forms of privilege versus various forms of oppression. Everyone has their own personal starting line. But once you know what that starting line is, you should be able to formulate a roadmap to get to wherever it is you want to go.
Yeah.
And I'm the first person to acknowledge that, you know, as a heterosexual white man, I've had a certain degree of privilege in my life that, you know, others that I know personally have not had. And, you know, it is what it is. And you deal the hand that you're dealt. You work to change the things that are holding you back, which you see that going on in America right now, which I think is fantastic personally. You see people finally working to change some of those things that are holding them back so that they can push forward with what it is they're doing. And you formulate a roadmap to get to where it is you want to go.
Do you have a moral code?
I think everyone has their own moral code, and I think everyone's moral code is subjective. Morality is subjective. No two people have the same morality. Do I personally buy into the concept of the nuclear family? Yeah, to an extent. For myself, it worked for me. I had a good upbringing. My parents are still together to this day. They were wonderful people. And the nuclear family worked for me. I also am not, what's the word I'm looking for? Hypocritical. I'm not hypocritical enough to state that there is a one-size-fits-all model, and that just because something worked for me, that it will definitively work for somebody else. No two people's morality is the same. Mm. No two people will live the exact same life. No two people will view a third person's life as successful versus not successful, because that's a subjective term. You know, what is success? Is success for you being a millionaire, or success for you making $50,000, but you got a wife and a kid, and you're content there? What does that mean to you? How am I going to make myself happy today? That's it. What am I going to do to make myself happy? What am I going to do to advance towards something that I find meaningful? Anyway, because my wife is also a Satanist. And she's the same way.
Okay.
Yes. We live for ourselves. We live for those that make us happy. Obviously she and I make each other very happy. So obviously her happiness is intertwined with my happiness. So oftentimes making her happy makes me happy. There is no such thing as altruism.
Right.
In the truest sense of the form, everything has a payback, whether that payback is just simply you personally feel good doing it.
Mm.
That may be your sole payback. But there is no such thing just doing something because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
You do something because it makes you feel good.
Sure.
You do something because it advances you to where you want to be. You do something for selfish reasons.
Yep.
Everything
selfish.
Is selfish. Pleasure, happiness, putting yourself in a position that you are comfortable and happy. I don't see what's mystical about that.
I'm not suggesting that.
If you're out there watching this and you're in a chat room and you're thinking that that's somehow mystical or evil, I would suggest you go find yourself a nice psychologist and discuss why you think that that is, because you're obviously a little human beings have free will. And the reason we have free will is because there is nothing in this universe governing us. This life is the only life that there is. And so you live it to the fullest extent. And then once you die, you're dead.
Rituals and symbolisms. Is it just for theater?
It is in part for theater. It is also in part for the purposes of aesthetics and psychodrama. When Anton LaVey wrote the Satanic Bible, and he wrote the sections of it on greater magic, ritual magic, he explained that man needs dogma. Man needs ritual. Whether your ritual is waking up in the morning, brushing your teeth, having a cup of coffee, going to work, et cetera, et cetera, or your ritual is going to church on a Sunday, it's ritual. It is habit. It is something that you use to structure your life. In ritual is in ritual magic and Satanism, what we use that for is a way to purge ourselves of excess emotion. If you're feeling a certain kind of way where you can't, you feel like something is energetically blocking you, emotionally blocking you, you might step into the ritual chamber to purge yourself of those emotions.
Yeah.
Sort of what psychologists would refer to as an elaborate primal scream, a way of exorcising, to use a Christian term, exorcising those demons from inside of you, so that you can move on with your life. And he broke that down into essentially man's most three basic needs: lust, compassion, and destruction. Lust, I think, is kind of obvious. There's someone you fancy.
Yeah.
You're having a hard time feeling like you might be able to communicate with her. You might envision that person and heartily masturbate as part of your ritual to purge yourself of any kind of sexual thought, so that you can go ahead and talk to that person without any of that getting in the way. Passion, obviously. We talked about this earlier. Your loved ones in your life, they bring you great joy. You want to see them happy. You want, because their happiness makes you happy. So you may try to purge yourself of any kind of feelings that you may have about something that they may be going through in hopes that they may better themselves. And of course, destruction. Everybody knows somebody they don't like.
Yeah.
Everybody has something in their life that is getting in their way, being a major pain in the ass, or worse, or something that is legitimately causing you harm. You may step into a ritual chamber to purge yourself of that negativity and to purge yourself of your vile hatred for that person. You may stick pins in a voodoo doll. You may, burn them in effigy. And for many Satanists, that's as far as it goes.
You don't actually kill an animal and drink its blood or kill a person.
No, because you're impeding on the life of another creature when you do that. B, it's most likely against the law to do that where you live. And C, why would you pervert your ritual with somebody else's energy when your energy is what is supposed to be driving it? Charles Manson was definitely not a Satanist. And if I think Manson, when he was alive, would have been the first person to tell you that.
Okay. Would you say the same about Aleister Crowley?
I would also say the same about Aleister Crowley. Crowley's religion is called Thelema. Crowley did not practice Satanism. Crowley, when he was alive, would have been the first person to tell you that. Crowley, you know, for my money, was a decent poet and a slightly better mountain climber. But as an occultist, he was certainly lacking. He died penniless and addicted to opiates, which to me is just the sign of a shitty occultist. That's not how you want to go out. Yeah, you have to be smart to be a Satanist, because Satanism requires study, not worship. You have to be able to grasp Satanism as a concept. You have to be able to apply Satanism in your life. And to do that, you can't be one of these doddering idiots who just sort of flitters about and really doesn't have any kind of direction, doesn't really have any kind of intelligence. And you see these people all the time, mindlessly muttering about the city or the countryside, depending on what kind of a place you live in, just kind of meandering through their day to day and not really doing very much with themselves.
What do you consider evil?
It's a good question. It's not really something that I think about. What do I consider evil? I'm with you on the government. We talked about that earlier. I'm very much of the opinion that government, by and large, is just inherently awful, because government is run by people, and people are inherently awful. I think people are evil. I think herd mentality is evil. Stupidity, I think, by default is evil. And you see quite a bit of that today.
Yeah.
Churches, we are very much in favor of the separation of church and state. We also advocate the notion that all churches should pay taxes. We are very much in favor of strict taxation of all churches. Many of us are of the opinion that if we actually taxed churches, we could maybe actually force them out of business. Because churches are some of the biggest landowners in the world. And just think of what could be done with all of that land that they're just sitting on, doing nothing with, and not paying for, mind you.
Do you not think that churches serve a certain good? You don't hate Christians, for example.
I don't hate Christians. I think they're horribly, horribly misguided. I think Christianity is an aberration. I think Islam is an aberration. I think all of the Abrahamic religions are aberrations. Any kind of spirituality is an aberration.
Hinduism.
Yeah. Anything where you're putting your faith in a deity, to me is abhorrent.
Okay.
It goes back to responsibility. You're passing responsibility onto something that isn't real. You're blaming your problems on this thing that's not real. You're attributing successes to this thing that's not real. No, own your shit. Own your shit. Own your successes. Own your failures. They're yours. They're not anybody else's. They're certainly not some invisible sky daddies. Own your shit.
Do Satanists help people in need?
If that individual Satanist wants to, yeah, absolutely. I know for myself, about 10 years ago, I ran a comedy club on Long Island, which is part of the state of New York here in the United States. And often we would run fundraisers for animal shelters, because I'm a big animal lover. And so I would run fundraisers for local animal shelters.
Can I guess, is your favorite animal a goat?
No, I'm a big dog guy. I like big dogs. And the reason I like big dogs is because my mother bred small dogs. She bred little Pomeranians and these little yippy annoying things.
Oh, no.
They run around the house and just yip, 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 piss and shit, yip, yip, yip. And so now I will only own a big dog. Marilyn Manson was never a formal member of the Church of Satan, never a formal member of our priesthood. He was given an honorary priesthood by Anton LaVey in the late 90s, shortly before his death. Manson also wrote the foreword for LaVey's last book, Satan Speaks. Manson has, he, to his credit, kind of glommed onto us, got a nice publicity rub from us, and, more power to him for doing it. And just, very much in the vein of Alice Cooper, who was a very similar shock rock star in the 70s.
He's a Christian now, Alice Cooper.
Yeah, very much so. Very hardcore pro-Trump Republican. Very weird. Very strange. I don't understand.
I think it was the poison.
Could be. Getting back to the greater magic discussion that we were having earlier, not every Satanist subscribes to the notion of greater magics. There are some who don't find it necessary for their lives. And that's okay. You don't have to be. It's there for those who, like anything else within Satanism, it's there for those who find it useful. I know, a few friends of mine who are members of the church that don't really see the need to ritualize. Others ritualize weekly. It's all tailored to the individual. Whatever your personal needs, it's psychodrama. It's a way to purge yourself. And if you don't feel you need that, there's no reason for you to participate. A lot of Satanists I know will view the creation of their art, the writing of their words, them applying their craft as their form of ritual, them pouring their heart and their soul into whatever it is that they love. To them, quite often, that's ritual. I find that to be true when I make a movie. When I shoot a film, I'm lighting the film. I'm writing the music. I'm casting the crew. I'm writing the script. I'm running the camera. That is my art. That is my ritual. Do I also engage in more formalized ritual with a ritual chamber and robes? Oh, yes, of course I do. But for the most part, me birthing my art. The formal sigil of Baphomet that is our copywritten symbol was created by Anton LaVey. He designed this specific symbol. I'm gonna zoom in, see it. You can see it on the website.
Yeah.
He designed that. Now, did he borrow some things from some, from other artists? I'm sure he did. As far as many sort of what it means, you have three points down. In denying of the Holy Trinity, you have horns up in defiance of any kind of spirituality, and you have the Hebrew letters around the outside that spell out the word Leviathan. One of the satanic statements, one of the 11 satanic rules of the earth, and I'll read it to you. It's rule 11. When walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask him to stop. If he does not stop, destroy him. Now, obviously, that language is, harsh and poetic for aesthetic effect. But what that means is protect yourself. If you're out and about and someone is yelling at you or making fun of you, you might destroy them with a joke. You might destroy them with a harsh comment. Mm. If someone comes at you and they're trying to do you bodily harm, they're trying to end your life.
Yeah.
Then you absolutely have the right to defend yourself using up to and including the use of deadly force. Because self-preservation is the highest law. This life is the only life that there is. And if someone is actively coming at you, trying to kill you, you should defend yourself. And if you happen to end your attacker's life in the process, I'm as opposed to devil worship as I am to Christianity or Islam. It's, to me, a frivolous religion. So it's no different than Christianity or Islam. And as I said earlier, if the devil you're worshiping is the Christian devil, then you actually are a Christian. You're just worshiping the bad guy in that model. Voodoo practitioners don't believe that their ritual is theater. They actually believe their bullshit. That's one of the things that drew me to Satanism, was that because as a younger man, you know, I think a lot of young men go through this, go through their occult phase where they start they start looking for something outside of, you know, whatever religion that they were brought up in, and they start because going back to everyone having their own moral code, shockingly to say, I mean, maybe Christianity isn't the moral code you're looking for, so particularly when you see how it plays out, specifically in Catholicism, but we'll say that for another discussion. So a lot of young people will go looking for occultism. What drew me to Satanism was that Anton LaVey stripped out all the bullshit and from Jump Street said, this is psychodrama. This is to heighten your own awareness of yourself. This is to energize yourself. There is the aesthetic of this, the trappings of this are designed, if you are attracted to this aesthetic, to pull that energy out of you and help you focus it towards whatever it is you want to achieve. And it never deviated from that. Other occultists are simply taking that sense of assigning responsibility to another deity, taking it away from the Abrahamic Judeo-Christian Islamic model and applying it to Wicca, applying it to whatever flavor, Thelema, applying it to whatever flavor of occultism, insert name of occult religion here. Anton LaVey never did that. Anton LaVey, from the get-go, said, this is psychodrama. This is to harness what's inside of you. It's not coming from anywhere else but you. No other occult religion, to my knowledge, I admit that I'm not the most well-versed, but to my knowledge, no other occult religion does that. Told me a fantastic story one time about an interview that she was engaged in with a journalist, and another member of our priesthood was there. I forget who it was. And that same question was asked, you know, why don't you call it the church of the self? Why don't you call it the church of humanism? She turned to this colleague of mine and said, what would you do if we called it the church of humanism? He looked her dead in the face and said, I'd fucking quit. We called it the Church of Satan. Anton LaVey called it the Church of Satan for a reason. Because it is a religion of the self, because it is a religion of the here and now, and because we seek to deify ourselves, to associate with what most of society would consider to be the ultimate taboo, to us is the ultimate declaration that I am of myself, that I am willing to do whatever it takes to be who I want to be and get to where I want to get. It also works as a wonderful filtration device to sort of filter out people who, as Anton LaVey liked to put it, wanted to wear a good guy badge. I was like, oh, it's a great philosophy. It's very reasonable, but I just can't get past that word Satan. Well, if you can't get past the word Satan, then we're not for you. One of the common misconceptions is that Satanists proselytize and we try to recruit people. Nothing could be further from the truth. We don't proselytize. We don't recruit. We're not after your children. Most people's children are horribly, horribly mediocre, just like their parents. We're not interested. We are very much an organization and a religion that seeks quality over quantity.
Is there such a thing, David, as theistic Satanism?
No, that's an oxymoron, because Satanism by its nature is atheistic. Again, theistic Satanism is devil worship. Devil worship is Christianity.
Or Islam, I'm guessing.
Or if you want to worship devils from the Quran, yeah, could be an inverted form of Islam. Well, I admit that I'm not well-versed on Freemasonry. Oddly enough, a dear, dear friend of mine who I went to college with authored a pretty definitive textbook on Freemasonry And I'm ashamed to say that I'm a bad friend that I've never read it. But yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, to my knowledge, Freemasonry is very much tied to Christianity.
Were you a Christian growing up?
I was raised Catholic.
Speaking of Catholic, Anton LaVey died in a Catholic hospital.
He did. He died. He died in a Catholic hospital, unable to speak. Unfortunately, he was engaged in congestive heart failure.
Right. So that's either great trolling or an irony.
I mean, if you're a dying man, you don't really get to pick where they take you. Excuse me, atheism simply means lack of religion. Satanism is a religion founded on the idea that there is no God. So again, as I stated before, it starts with atheism and then moves into self-worship. Obviously, all Satanists are atheists. Not all atheists are Satanists, because there is no animal sacrifice in Satanism. I'll tell you a funny story about the animal sacrifice that happens in this country, and specifically in this borough of New York. There's a there's very heavy Jewish population here in Brooklyn, and good number of my friends are Jewish, and they there's apparently a I To anyone out there who's watching and who is Jewish, I apologize if I'm getting this wrong. I believe it's Yom Kippur, where they you get together with a rabbi, and you put your sins into a chicken to sort of pull the wool over God's eyes, and then you kill the chicken to do away with your sins, which to me is fucking gross. That's I don't again the notion of slaughtering animals for ritual is gross, and the fact that it's 2020 and
But you
it
eat
still goes
animals, though,
on.
don't you?
Oh, animals are delicious. I'll eat them for food.
But you don't.
Slaughter them, but just to slaughter them for ritual sacrifice, and then I don't know what they do with the meat. I mean, I maybe if they eat the meat afterwards, maybe that's okay. But I'm not into killing shit for my ritual. No. It's yeah.
And the stories and all this kind of stuff that's linked to Satan and some sort of satanic practices that are dreadful. Are you saying all of it is not satanic?
Correct. That is absolutely what I'm saying. And you can thank the media for perpetrating that stereotype and for giving the S word all of its power for centuries and for centuries, when the church was the media, they gave it all the power. And as the church has lost power in favor of the new governmental media paradigm, somehow the Satan word has managed to carry over. You see it today. The word still grabs headlines. We discussed that ridiculous Christian group that uses it in this country to troll people, because the word Satan grabs headlines. I believe that there was a situation in your country recently where a couple of folks decided, and
Yes.
you might know more about this than I
Yeah,
do.
the SA Satanic Church, yeah.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that there are various countries within the continent of Africa that offer some kind of subsidies for founding a church. And so these yahoos decided to found, pretty much rip off our literature and found some kind of a quote unquote satanic church as a money grab. And again, you probably know more about government subsidies for religion in your country than I would. But I imagine that that's because they certainly never spoke to us. I mean, we're an international organization. Anybody in your country can contact us. Anybody in any country can contact us, provided that it's legal for them to do so, and affiliate with us and be a member of the Church of Satan. Anyone telling you otherwise, anybody trying to found some other kind of an organization, is probably trying to steal money from it. We very much have firmly held beliefs. We are very much a religion. But when people hear what Satanism is, It's not what they expect.
Yeah. And
that's really what frightens people when they hear about how reasonable it sounds. Someone once recently said on Twitter, and if anyone who was watching this, if this was your tweet, I apologize for not attributing you. Someone once said, people who say that, you know, vengeance is no good clearly have never achieved it because it's awesome. Very much not. People wrong me. They're dead to me.
Right.
And if I have the time and inclination to get my win back, I will. I attack what deserves to be attacked. Christianity deserves to be attacked. Islam deserves to be attacked. Judaism, any of the Abrahamic faiths deserve to be attacked for contributing to the overall dumbing down of the human populace, as well as countless atrocities committed in the name of their invisible sky daddy. Anyone adhering so closely to any of those belief structures that can't see that those belief structures are complicit in literally millions of deaths throughout man's existence, those people can fuck right off.
Yeah.
All of the, you know, countless serial killers, Christians, there's never been a satanic serial killer. There's never, no, it doesn't exist. Richard Ramirez tried to tie himself to Satanism and Anton LaVey told him to fuck off.
Do you celebrate Christian traditions though, like Christmas?
I do personally, because to me, Christmas is one of the most satanic holidays there is. Because it's all about consumerism and receiving gifts and good food. And those are a few of my favorite things. Capitalism. I love that. I love making money on Christmas. I love, you know, people who want to buy my movies for loved ones around the holidays. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Christmas. Lots of money to be made on Christmas. Lots of good food, lots of presents. Very, very satanic holiday. Satanism takes the Judeo-Christian model and throws it away. It doesn't exist. It's all made up bullshit. Satanism is very much a religion of the here and now. What is happening to you right now?
It's of the flesh.
What do you do it's a religion of the flesh. What can you do right now to better yourself, to make yourself happy, to put yourself in a better position than you were in yesterday? That's what Satanism is. Christianity, Islam, Judaism, is all about looking forward to the day that you die.
Yeah.
Living a pious life now so that you have this wonderful life in the hereafter. There's no hereafter. It's not real. So enjoy this life while you are here now. Because once you're dead, humans don't have a soul. And if they did, it probably wouldn't be worth very much, just judging by the state of humanity today. The concept of a soul in the spiritual sense is another Abrahamic construct to further a story that's not real. Have I ever physically brought harm to anyone who did not deserve it? No, I have not. No one who has ever treated me with respect has ever received anything but respect in return. The Church of Satan exists to dispel those myths, dispels those rumors. You mentioned our Twitter account earlier. Mm. Our Twitter account is a wonderful device that we use to debunk so much of the media's perception of what Satanism is.
Yeah.
You know, we also use it to screw with trolls who deserve to be screwed with. Because they come on our timeline and say dumb shit, and so we call them out on it. So the advent of social media has really started to level the playing field to where now you start to see a number of people saying, no, these Christians are wrong. This is not what Satanism is. Satanism is what was outlined by Anton LaVey. Maybe you should read a book and learn about it. So social media really has sort of turned that tide a little bit. It's sort of democratized the media and allowed everyone who has the ability to cut through all the noise to cut through and have a voice. And yeah. You know, we've got a good Twitter team that knew how to do that. If you're talking about like slaughtering animals, human sacrifice, if any of that exists or has occurred, yeah, it's Christianity. It's quote unquote devil worship. It's taking the Christian devil, the Islamic devil, the devil of Judaism, if there is such a thing, and just worshiping that the bad guy in that model.
What to you then is the devil?
The devil isn't anything. It's not real. It's an imaginary construct. It's one that I might sometimes, you know, like we've discussed earlier when we had our discussion about aesthetics. Certainly, you know, borrowing from that aesthetic, you know, is sometimes pleasing and energizing. But that's where it ends. We are who we are, and we are who we are on this planet. And once it's done, it's done. That whole model of be a pious person, live a life of poverty, and which no Christian adheres to. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
it's some of the wealthiest people in America, and I'm sure some of the wealthiest people in South Africa are quote unquote Christians. Well, they're kind of missing the point if they're truly adhering to their faith, which they obviously are not. Ultimately, at the end of the day, those models don't work. No one really adheres to them. Satanism as a model works because it's tailored to the individual. It's not a one-size-fits-all belief system. It's got its basic framework, which, as you've stated yourself, is reasonable, pragmatic, and very much rooted in the here and now. And from there, you apply it. And you do what it is you want to do. And you achieve what you want to achieve. And you do it with a big smile on your face because you know it was you that did it.
I would much sooner be friends with you and have a drink with you than with a communist.
I'll drink to that.
How certain are you that you're correct in your belief system?
Did you say 10 is most certain?
Yeah.
10.
10. All right. So you have no element. There's no doubt. There's nothing that anybody can say to you that could plant a seed of doubt in your beliefs.
No, because Satanism is in and of itself is skepticism. It's assuming what you mean by that is that to plant doubt in terms of the existence of God, quote unquote. I'm assuming that's what you mean, because there are so many different forms of spirituality that the only logical conclusion one can draw is that none of them are correct and that there is no God. So when you have so many different stories, and you have so many stories that were cannibalized from other stories, the stories of Jesus from the Bible, so many of them were lifted from Egyptian mythology and rebranded from Egyptian mythology. Christianity itself is a hack story. It was so much of it was borrowed and outright stolen from earlier mythologies that there's no way it's correct. There's no way Islam is correct because of there's no way Judaism is correct. There's no way Wicca is correct, Hindu, because there are so many different variations of the story. None of them can be correct. So the only conclusion one can logically draw is that none of them are correct and that there is no God. My favorite Ozzy solo song, and I'm going to date myself here, off the Ultimate Sin album, Lightning Strikes.
Oh, really? My favorite.
I don't know why. If you're a diehard Ozzy fan, you know the Ultimate Sin is like his most cheesy 80s album. And that might be why I love it. That might be why. And that song is the cheesiest 80s song on the album. It might be why I like it so much.
I wanted to say sure. God bless, but I'm not sure if that's appropriate.
And a hearty hail Satan to you, my friend.